This is Ozarks at Large. When many veterans complete their tours of duty and return to the United States, they find it difficult to find a job. Many employers don't honor their military or may not trust their fragile minds. Arm to Farm aims to arm veterans with knowledge and with a pitchfork in an effort to help them recover from life at war, but also to provide them with employment opportunities. This week, over 30 veterans from around the United States and the region gathered in Northwest Arkansas to learn about small farming. The vets met with local small farmers and got hands-on experience as well as spent time in the classroom. We reported on the first Arm to Farm in 2011, and Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas decided to visit the program again while the group was on a farm visit.
Terrell Spencer, known as Spence by most, first got chickens in 2007. An Iraqi veteran, he was unable to find the help he needed after his tours at the local Veterans Administration and decided to seek out his own therapy. He found solace in farming.
Farming was like the vessel for me to work out my issues. And I say it was the pot, and my faith is what filled it. But it was kind of the cup that got that medicine to me, if you will.
Not only therapeutic, farming has become his livelihood. Spence's family farm, Across the Creek Farm, has grown much since then. What began at his home in West Fork has expanded to 20 acres just south of Fayetteville, which is where I spoke with him. From 350 meat chickens sold just a few years ago to a projected 10,000 chickens this year. He supplies Ozark Natural Foods in Fayetteville, in addition to restaurants and private customers. Across the Creek Farm primarily sells pasture-raised meat chickens, which Spence feeds GMO-free feed, of which he has recently become the area's only distributor. He does not take this success, though humble Spence might not call it success, for granted. Spence gives back in a major way. He helps other veterans to find the same opportunities that he did.
I feel like I was given a second chance. It's something I struggled with, and I was kind of felt like I was thrown out on the dumpster by the VA. I understand they deal with a lot of folks and all that, but my life is precious to me and my family. Just seeing the value in these guys, and I it's very rewarding for me. And I feel like it's something that I've been called to do.
In addition to programs like Arm to Farm, Spence hosts veteran interns. He pitched the idea for Arm to Farm to members of the agricultural community, in particular, Annie Donahue. She's with the USDA Ag Research Center at the University of Arkansas and the Dale Bumpers Small Farm Research Center in Boonville, the nation's only center that's focused on small farm research. They recently received a $750,000 grant through the USDA for beginning farmers and ranchers. And this Arm to Farm event is part of that. Here's Annie Donahue.
Yeah, this is actually a really cool bringing together of a lot of different expertise. And it's fun because it's sort of working the way military teams do too. So we have NCAT, we have the University of Arkansas Division of Ag, we have a big input with the USDA ARS group, and then we have the farmers. So we have several farmers and Farmer Veteran Coalition. So there's a bunch of us, and actually Arkansas Women in Ag are also involved. So a very big group that have come together.
They've been working with veterans for about 5 years. And were really one of the first groups to do so. Due to the tremendous need, Arm to Farm received over 300 applicants this year, from which they could choose only 30. The interest Donahue attributes to the many Americans with a military background.
They've been called to a life of service. And this is something they see not only that is service back to their communities, but also a therapeutic thing for them. A lot of the guys and gals that have come back, they have some incredible stories. We started the first day with just introductions. I'll tell you, I was in tears. It's incredible the sacrifices that these people and their families have made for our country. And they are really wanting to do something with their lives at this point. So it's really, and they're very entrepreneurial in their own way, but they have some needs on the entrepreneurial side that we're helping with research and with some extension work that will help them to do that.
Self-proclaimed ranger wife Jana Helton echoes that sentiment.
I believe that military service, the commitment that you have to give to the military, the dedication, the hard work, and there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that goes into being in the military, and there's a pride to it, and it's the exact same thing whenever you're looking at owning land and letting the land work for you. You have to have commitment, you have to be dedicated, and it will be hard work, but it is so rewarding. They're almost parallel objectives. They really are.
She and her veteran Ranger husband recently purchased land near Benton, Arkansas, though they have yet to begin farming. They know nothing about it, and that's why they're here in Northwest Arkansas, to learn as much as they can so they can choose what will be right for their farm, whether it be chickens, hogs, goats, or livestock. Mike Becker spent 16 years in the armed forces. He and his wife have been working on a small chicken and goat farm on the hilly coast of Oregon for 3 years.
When I came back, obviously you're dealing with the basic city problems that a lot of vets have, which is they don't get along with a lot of people. You know, we both love the coast, and the Oregon coast is our thing. So we both said, oh, let's just find a place. She's a pharmacist, so she found a job real easy on the coast. And so we moved there, and then that's what we started doing. Just, you know, I'm out there bebopping around. Unfortunately, veterans don't get hired very quickly for jobs, unfortunately, because we're apparently our training doesn't apply to the civilian world. So I was unemployed, saying, well, I'll just fix this place up. Captured some goats, did all kinds of fun stuff, and now we're a little operation going on there.
Becker is also a master gardener, little town's only postman. The original location of Across the Creek Farm's pasture chickens was in a hilly holler in West Fork. Becker hopes to learn from Spence, as he also has hilly land in Oregon.
You know, that's the good thing about coming here, is you find out what's everybody's weak links and when are they seasons and this and that. Well, you know, my niche is going to be a little bit different. I can push it out further. I can do it year round. I could, you know, like we have a large Latin community where I'm at, and they love goat meat. So that, you know, that whole meat goat thing is a great adventure as well. And so I'm working on that, you know, trying to time it because it's seasonal. And that's kind of what we're doing. It's a small thing, but I come to these because you're never going to know everything. You want to learn it.
And Spence is here to teach them. On the morning of the visit to his farm, the eager veterans gathered in a semicircle around him as he explained the ins and outs of his chicken farm, things he's primarily had to learn on his own. Everything from hatchlings to appropriate weights, processing, how to water and feed them, what he feeds them, how to care for certain diseases, and so on. On these 20 acres, he has about 20 coops. Pasture raised doesn't mean they roam free. It means raised on the pasture. And the chickens need protection from predators. So Spence has constructed these coops from wood, chicken wire, PVC pipes, and covered them with recycled billboard sheets. Yes, billboards, which makes for a colorful pasture. And he'll teach the vets how to make their own coops as well. These coops, however, have no floor. The pasture is their floor. And Spence moves these coops every day so his chickens have fresh grass. And today, the veterans get hands-on experience by helping Spence move his coops. They place a dolly under one side and arrange a rope around their bodies from the other, dragging the coop the 10 or so feet to get the chickens on their fresh grass.
Come on, guys. So at this point, they're pretty well trained. So some of them will race up to grab the bugs. They're kind of taking their time. As the day goes on, they're like us. They don't want to be moving around, so we try to get this done by 8. But you can see them. There's that one back there. They're attacking some of the grass. And they're kind of like, see them in the back there? Everybody's different. Some of them like seeds. Some of them like hunting for bugs.
Well, Spence loves his chickens like they love the fresh grass. And he loves his work with veterans, teaching them what he had to learn on his own. In addition to Arm to Farm and hosting interns, Spence also speaks at various events and conferences. As the veterans piled into vans preparing to pull out and take them to their next stop on their farm tour, I too tried to get in my car. Spence, however, wouldn't let me leave without telling me what drives him.
So Issachar is a strong donkey. When he saw the beauty of the land, he willingly bent his shoulder to the burden. And that's what drives me, because when I see these couples out here, and I know some of their history, and I know what they're struggling with, and I know what should have happened to me. I should have ended up like my buddies. It's like, how can you not drive forward and pursue when you see the beauty of the land? You know, the fields are white for harvest, but the workers are few. And so I don't really care what other people are doing. Even if it's just like me working out with one guy and I pay him what I can pay him. You know,
making a difference for that one guy.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about changing the world. I'm just concerned about helping a family. So, but anyways, and that's kind of what drives us. Yeah. So I want to be in Issachar.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.